I brought some helpers with me this morning, just for the message this morning. This is Mrs. Potato Head, and we get real creative with the names. This is Mr. Potato Head. They're going to be my helpers today. I don't know if you noticed or not, but he was praising Jesus the whole time. He was, yeah, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He was really into the worship today, and we're thankful for that. Oh, me. It was a character, Mark Antony, who famously said, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears." Now, young folks, I said Mark Antony, not Mark Anthony, J-Lo's ex-husband. I wasn't talking about her or him, okay? Mark Antony, he was a real Roman general, a politician who lived about two generations before Jesus Christ did. And William Shakespeare took him and made him a character in his play, Julius Caesar. Who's read that so far? Good. Yeah, they still make you read it. Okay, good. Miss Cindy probably to both hands, right? I know she's an English lit and all that good stuff fan back there. But in that play, after the assassination of Caesar, Mark Antony stood and he asks the crowd to lend him their ears. To lend him their ears. Now, I saw a cartoon of this, and in one scene he said, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears," and in the next scene it showed everybody ripping their ears off and handing them to me. You know, not literally give them your ears, but listen to me, God is saying to us, and what he was saying here, Mark Antony was saying, listen up, I've got something really important that you need to hear. I want to tell you something. Now listen, young folks, I want to tell you today that God is saying that very same thing. Giving your ears is one of the most important things you can do. Amen? Right? Think about that. Here, I want to listen to what you have to say. Now, that can be a dangerous thing. Right? We should not just give our ears to anybody, should we? We shouldn't just give our ears to anybody. You know, I was thinking, I know y'all, no one uses headphones anymore. That's out, right? Everybody uses earbuds. But I remember, you know, back when I was younger, I mean, the music I was listening to. Just the other day, I was Zachariah and I were in there brushing our teeth yesterday morning, and I just out of nowhere, I was in a good mood, and I began to rap LL Cool J's "Mama Said Knock You Out." You know, I listened to, there's all sorts of, I mean, it's just in me. I can't get it out of me. I could have went on down the list and did all sorts of different things, but I'd lent my ears to so many things that some were okay and some were not so okay. But nevertheless, it's in my head today because I lent my ears. I gave my ears to someone or something. You know, creation itself reveals to us how important ears are. Take Mr. Potato Head, for instance. I picked him up yesterday and I got his parts and all this stuff. And Elizabeth and Nathaniel had never really had a Mr. Potato Head. I guess Zach and Eli had one, but they tore him up. I don't know how you tear him up, but they did. They lost all the pieces. You think about Mr. Potato Head. He's a pretty important dude, isn't he? As far as helping us understand anatomy, he helps us understand how God made us. Now, Mr. Potato Head has all these parts here. We're going to borrow some from Miss Potato Head for just a moment if we look over here. Now, think about this. What if God made us like this? Right? I mean, that would be pretty funny looking, right? Two mouths, one ear. I mean, creation itself reveals to us how important hearing is. In fact, he looks strange. He looks funny. God has given us more ears than he's given us mouths. I was telling everybody this morning I'd lost my teeth. I couldn't find my teeth this morning. I was running around looking for them. But you can see right here. Guys, think about this. I know this is just a simple thing, but young folks, hear me out. Think about this. God has given you two ears, and he's given you one mouth, because hearing and listening is incredibly important. Today I want you to understand one simple point this morning, and it's simply this. Listen to learn the lessons of the Lord. All right, I know it's a lot of L's, but I want to throw it at you this morning. Listen to learn the lessons of the Lord. Mr. Potato Head, we've got to put you back together here. Oh, whoops, I put his mouth where his nose is supposed to be. That's bad. Let's move him down here. I wish I could give him a mustache, but I'm not going to. I'm going to give him a nose. There he is back. He's in the amen corner right now. So there he is. There's Mr. Potato Head, Miss Potato Head. Just imagine if God were to give us just all ears, ears everywhere. That's how important our listening is supposed to be. So listen to learn the lessons of the Lord. In fact, God tells us in James chapter 1, verse 19. Listen to this verse, y'all. It says this. It says, James 1, 19 says, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak." Quick to hear and slow to speak. I know because I used to be one of you young folks. I used to be one of you young folks. A lot of folks still consider me young, 33, but I officially crossed over a few years ago. I was telling somebody, the moment that I first understood that I was no longer young anymore was at a VBS one time when I was sharing the gospel and I tried to give an illustration about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how the resurrection of Christ is like a receipt. You know, God giving us a receipt that the debt was paid in full. And I was like, it's like when you're walking out of Walmart with a stereo. You know, you got a stereo and you have that receipt. And when you get to the door, they let you go on out because you've got a receipt. And they were all looking at me like, what's a stereo? I said, oh, wait, I mean an iPod. I'm sorry. You know, things have changed. Times have changed. At that point, I officially felt older. All right, officially felt older. Crossed over. But I used to be one of you. And here's what I remember. I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew the plan. I thought I knew the ways. No one needed to tell me anything. In fact, if anything, they should listen to me because I'm going to tell them what's right and which way to go because I've got it all figured out. Guys, listen to me. The Bible says that wisdom says be quick to listen and slow to speak. I want to just point to you three things this morning that sort of come along with that. When we listen to learn the lessons of the Lord, in other words, we listen, we're quick to listen, we're quick to hear and slow to speak. God gave us two ears and one mouth. We get these three things. Here's the first thing is that number one, we avoid unnecessary anger. That's what happens when we're quick to listen, when we're quick to hear and slow to speak. We avoid unnecessary anger. That's what James says right here. God tells us through James. He says, "My beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." Oftentimes, we get angry, we get upset because we've just gotten half the story. And I know, especially with young people around school, you know, I mean, gossip and rumors and all those things, it's so easy to get upset because we've not listened, right? Someone might be telling us something and we're so distracted that we don't hear exactly what they're saying and we get unnecessarily angry, right? We misunderstood. In order to listen, in order to understand, we must listen well. I heard someone say the other day that listening is not just waiting for someone to quit talking. It's not. It's being engaged. It's an active entertainment. It's an active entertainment, not just sitting back and waiting. You must work to listen, and God says that we should. That's the first thing I want you to think about, is that when we listen well, we're going to avoid unnecessary anger. But secondly, this morning, I want you to think about this. When you listen well, when you listen to learn the lessons of the Lord, you will find truth. That's the second thing I want you to think about this morning, guys. You will find truth. There are so many things that are vying for your attention. There are so many things that want your ears. Because when they get their ears, they get your heart. And when they get their heart, they get your mind. That's what they're vying for, right? There's a connection there. Ears are connected to your mind, and they are connected then to your heart. So listen to me. Don't just give your ears to anyone. If you'll give your ears to the Lord, you will find truth. Jesus promised this. Jesus said that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How many young folks want to be free, right? Man, I tell you what, I couldn't think of anything worse than being cooped up and enslaved and entrapped. Some of you, even right now, you're getting to that point in high school. You're in that second semester of your senior year, and it feels like you're never going to graduate. I was there. That second semester of your senior year felt like you were in a cage, doesn't it? Yeah, because you've already left in your mind. You're somewhere else. You would rather be somewhere else. And some of you, man, y'all just in the ninth grade, and y'all feel like that. Yeah, you got 3 years left after this. You can hang in there. Keep going. But listen to me. The Bible says freedom. That's what God wants for you and me. And He says it comes through truth. Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And then He said a few verses later, a few chapters later, He said, "I am the way and the truth." In other words, you want freedom? Then you got to find truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. He is that truth. But there's also all sorts of other things. You know, you see our world today. And young folks, again, you're being bombarded by lies. I mean, the world is set up to lie to you. The world is set up to make you think you need something. The world is set up to show you a path. Just like we saw in this video here, or not the video, but the skit. The skit perfectly illustrates, right? All those things, man, all those things look good and all the fun and all that. But in the Bible, in God, when we listen to learn the lessons of the Lord, we find truth. Paul told Timothy that this scripture right here is God-breathed. Now think about that for a moment. That means that the Word of God here, the Bible, is the exact Word of God. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, Paul says this to Timothy. He says, "All Scripture is inspired," that's literally breathed out by God, "and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness." Guys, if you want to know the truth, Jesus is the truth, and this tells us all about Jesus. I don't know what your opinion is. I don't know what your mind is on some things. But I wanted to tell you that when I was younger, I had ideas and thoughts that were not in line with what the Bible says. But I came to know the truth. And I began to be shaped and molded and remade into what God would have me to be. You think about the lies that are going on right now in the world. All sorts of lies out there. Probably the biggest one that's in the news today is over the issue of homosexuality. The world wants us to just accept that as perfectly fine. It's an alternate lifestyle. But young folks, again, hear the Bible. Hear the Bible on these things. The Bible says that a man was made for a woman, and a woman was made for a man. That's what it is for. And I just beg you, follow truth. The truth is found here. Listen, the world is going to come and go. The world is going to fade away. But the truth of God, the Bible says, is forever. It's forever. It will not change. It will not lead you astray. In it you will find great blessing. Great blessing. And then finally this morning, when you listen to learn the lessons of the Lord, you gain wisdom. So you avoid unnecessary anger, you find truth, and then finally you gain wisdom. You gain wisdom. I know over the course of my life, I've done some pretty dumb things. y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm not, you know, not about my life, y'all. Wait a second. Y'all like, "Yeah, you done some dumb things, preacher." Yeah, well, maybe so. But what about in your life? Think about some of the dumb things that you have done. Like, for instance, I remember one time when I had to be like third, fourth grade. I had gotten this. It was so cool. I've not seen one of these since then. But it was a water pistol that was like a helmet, right? You strapped this water pistol on your head, and it had a cable and a trigger down here. And so you pull the trigger down here, but wherever you looked, it squirted water, right? I was shooting water out of my head. Well, I got this bright idea one day. I don't know. Well, actually, it wasn't too bright. I was in my room, and my room, for some reason at that time, didn't have a cover over the light. It was just the light bulb sort of hanging down there. And I decided one day, I'm going to squirt that light bulb. Now, for you young folks that haven't figured this out yet, electricity goes through water, okay? It goes through water. And anyway, there's a good chance that my hair would have gotten curlier that day. So I'm sitting here, and I'm squirting it, and I'm hitting it. I'm a good shot with this thing. I'm just zzz, 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 zzz. All of a sudden, the light goes poof and went out. I didn't get electrocuted, but I was thinking a little while later, because I wasn't that dumb. I thought, I could have died from that, you know? I mean, you ever been there before? You go through something, and you face it, and you do it, and it was dumb, and you come back, and you say, man, I could have died from that. Guys, listen to me. We want to gain wisdom. We want to gain wisdom. We want to gain wisdom. And that's what comes when we listen to learn the lessons of the Lord. And listen to me. One of the wisest things you can do, first and foremost, the wisest thing you can do is turn to this word. That's the wisest thing you can do. But secondly, let me let you in on just a little something here. Your parents are not idiots. Okay? Parents, can I get an amen? Right? Oh, better yet. Youth, can I get an amen? Right? Amen. Your mama and your daddy, they are not idiots. Okay? I know you think that they lived so long ago that they have no clue what you're going through. That they are so far out of touch, they couldn't possibly imagine what it's like to live as a teenager or a young person in elementary school in 2013. But let me tell you, there's nothing new under the sun. They have faced the very same things that you have faced. And I promise you, if you will let them and if you will submit to them, they will love you and lead you into paths of goodness. They will. They love you. They are out for your best if you'll only let them. So I pray that you'll gain wisdom, not only from the Word, but from your parents. You know, one of the greatest things as I think back, I had the great opportunity of living not just with my mom and dad, but right next door to me lived my granny and my mamma, who was my great-grandmother. So I had three generations of people older than me teaching me and sharing with me wisdom. And I learned so much from them. Now, at the time, I didn't appreciate it. Probably like right now, you don't appreciate everything your mom and your granny and your papa and those around you that love you. You don't appreciate all that they're saying, but I promise you someday you will. And better you do it now than later. In fact, maybe just go to a person that's like 23. That doesn't seem that old, right? 23, 22. And ask them, should I listen to my mom and dad? They found out, and probably they found out the hard way. We've all kind of found out the hard way. Gain wisdom. Guys, we've got to listen. Listen to learn the lessons of the Lord. These ears right here are for more than piercing. These ears right here are for more than sticking earbuds in and turning on our favorite MP3 player. These ears are meant to gain truth. These ears are meant to gain wisdom. These ears are to help us avoid unnecessary anger that comes from just misinformation or misunderstanding. All these things. And so God is saying to you this morning, in the spirit of Mark Anthony, lend me your ears. I pray that you will. Again, you've been given two ears and one mouth. Two ears and one mouth. Here's my prayer for you. It's this, and it's very simple. May you use your ears more than your mouth.